And we welcome you into a Thursday morning edition of My Car Guru with the guru himself, Lenny Lawson.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I am so glad to be here with you this morning.
I'm just proud to be here.
You like my hat?
I do. Speaking of hats, who said that? I'm just proud to be here.
Kaz Walker?
He probably said it a few times, but Minnie Pearl is who I was looking
for. Oh, yeah.
She had the hat with the tag hanging off of it. Your hat doesn't have a tag hanging off of it.
No. My daughter bought this for me in Asheville at a brewery. I said, what are you doing at a brewery? She said, Dad, I'm 30 years old.
I just stopped and got directions. Is that what she said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like going to those breweries. Have you seen the Sierra Nevada brewery over in, like, near the Asheville airport?
No.
My goodness, you can hate beer and disdain alcohol or have great disdain for alcohol, but still be amazed. It's like you're driving into Disney World. I'm telling you, the grounds are like driving into Disney World.
It is.
The bridges, they have the, you know, this fancy stonework and then lots of really interesting lamps. And then you come around this big corner and you see this massive building. And over on the right-hand side, you see the big stainless steel vats and stuff like that sticking out. And on the left-hand side, it looks like a huge lodge with all this rough-cut wood and things like that. You go in, incredible restaurant. Behind the place is a music venue. And just a cool place. And there's a few more neat ones downtown. The Green Man Brewery. It's in Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
And New Belgium. And hundreds of others. For beer lovers, that's a place to go. For non-beer lovers, there's plenty to do over there as well. We're lucky to have a place like Asheville that close, you know. It's just kind of a eclectic place.
Mm-hmm.
Electric. It's electric.
Too. Electric and eclectic.
I love the Grove Park Inn. Don't you?
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And walking around downtown. I was walking around downtown during a festival that we used to have called Belle Share. You remember
that? I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And there was this lady walking towards me, and she had no shirt on, nor bra.
I was getting ready to say that you can run into some interesting characters walking the streets.
I was holding the hand of my 8-year-old grandson at the time, so I steered clear.
So she comes walking toward you with no shirt on.
Yes, and she was surrounded by a group of followers, too, mostly young guys.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So you got to watch out for that kind of stuff.
I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, there are some, there's a lot of good restaurants and so forth.
They called it Belle Share, but you didn't want her to share what she was doing.
No, no. Sure. Nope, don't need to be seeing that on the streets of Asheville. So many years ago, probably 20 years ago now, I don't know the exact date, but I was riding around in my car and I turned the radio on to AM 910. And of course, when you're in Greenville, AM 910, the signal is not great. You guys need to boost it a little bit.
Yeah, well,
where is that switch?
We'll
can I turn it up?
We'll talk a little bit louder.
I think it's legally controlled, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
So anyway, I turned it on and I heard these people talking about their business. They were being interviewed, you know, by the people at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have this guy on there talking about real estate. And another guy talking about, he was a veterinarian I listened to all the time. And and so I said, wonder what's that all about? I wonder how you get in on that. So I called the radio station one day and talked to Paul Overby. Mm-hmm. First say Wayne Overby. I know him too.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Overby.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, Mr. Lawson, I said, you can call me Lenny. I'm interested in, how do you get on that show? And he said, well, you have to kind of stand in line. I mean, there's a lot of people who want to do that. And I said, well, put me in line. I'd like to maybe give that a shot. So I tried it out and liked it okay. I thought it was too short and I wasn't really in control. You know me. Right.
Was that a 10-minute show when you first tried
it?
It was
10 minutes. Yeah. It was not.
We have our 10-minute shows that you're talking about. We still have the real estate guy. We still have the veterinarian.
Yeah. And so, I called him one day. I said, what would it take for, like, if I wanted to do a half-hour show?
Mm-hmm.
He said, would you want to do that? I said, yeah, what would it cost me to do that? And he told me. And I said, well, that's pretty good. So I started doing one day a week. I think we did it on Saturdays. I think it played on Saturdays. And then I said, I don't really want to do Saturdays. I want to do Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I wanted to be able to, people listen to it and then want to come down and buy cars from me because I was so nice.
Right. Yeah. Now, what year was this?
Why did you say it like that? You said, right.
Because I was thinking about what year that was.
Oh, okay.
Was when you started.
You weren't necessarily agreeing.
No, I wasn't making a commentary on what you said.
Okay. Well, now, what was the question?
What year was that that you...
You know, tried? I really don't know. When I went to one full half hour, we could go back and look at it. I know I've done thousands of shows. I don't know how many. Probably way too many. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who say, well, you could have done better things with that time. So anyway, I decided to say, what would it cost to do it every day?
Mm-hmm.
And Paul said, you really want to do that? And I said, well, yeah, maybe. So Bill Mead and I started getting together and doing it every day. And so here we are. And we don't know where Bill Mead is.
He's lost in the pandemic somewhere.
Yeah, it's the pandemic is causing. But I've enjoyed working with you. And,
yeah.
And
me too.
Yeah. You kind of said, yeah. I mean, that wasn't real.
You're reading too much into what I'm responding.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I enjoy working.
Oh, yes, Lenny. Oh, yes. That would have been a better response.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's just like you said. Yeah, it's been all right. But anyway, so, you know, we've been doing this, and it's relatively inexpensive for me. I do have to pay to be on here because radio stations don't want to do anything for you for free unless you have something to do with the government or... Well, I don't know what else.
Public service.
Public service.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's been interesting to watch on cable TV how shows, programming has developed and how it's gone after certain groups of people. You know, you think about the HGTV, you know, and the cooking shows and all the segmentation of all of that. And, of course, the genre that I have been most fascinated with has been the cars. So what we're going to do after the break is talk about the most popular car shows that are on TV and possibly what my opinion is of them.
Okay. We'll do that right after this. And we are back here on My Car Guru for this particular Thursday morning. And we're talking about car shows, and I imagine we're not talking about Car 54, Where Are You?
No, not that one.
Shows. No, not that one.
But, you know, in the world of the show business, of course, you've been in the show business.
The show business.
A long time.
Yeah, I've been jacking my jaws for 41 years on radio or TV one.
You started when you were 3 years old?
Pretty much. And I was 18.
You know, there's a thing known as conviction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's defined as selling the scene or conveying the emotions an actor is trying to get across as if they are truly living a life as the audience is watching it unfold there on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Believability.
Being a character and being a believable character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I really like about that show I was telling you about, Criminal, is because it's so believable. And the raw emotion that comes out on these people, I don't see how they generate that when it's not really them. It's not really about them. They're acting. And you know, it blows me away. But anyway, this is what most people look for when they're watching film or TV, and performers that truly have it are the ones that are usually the biggest success. You know, it's been an influx in this century of reality-based television. And some of them are good, and some of them suck. Do you have to bleep that out, or is that we good? We're good to go?
No, you go ahead.
Thank you. Sometimes I'll throw these words out there that I'm not sure that are acceptable on live radio. But anyway, there's a bunch of shows that have been out there. You know, you think about shows like Survivor.
Mm-hmm. It's been on a long time, since 2000, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And The Apprentice. Well, I kind of like the car shows.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is you see these people who are kind of entertaining as well. You know, they're believable. They have conviction of all things. Some of these reality stars actually become superstars, and I think it's because they are credible, not incredible. Well, maybe some cases they are incredible, but they're credible, you know, and you can believe what they're saying. Some of the shows aren't that way. Let's talk about ones that are and ones that aren't.
Okay,
you ever watch Counting Cars?
I have.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that is a guy named Danny Coker and his crew, and they have a flair for entertaining, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really fake, you know, and you can just kind of you can kind of see it. It's over dramatized scenes and stuff like that. It's definitely one of my least favorite shows. Sorry if I offend anybody. Some people worship him. I think he looks really cool. I think he needs to work out a little bit. You know, he wears these sleeveless shirts. And,
yeah.
You know, you'd think a guy would wear sleeveless shirts like that would want to show off his guns.
And he's got the long hair.
I mean, his arms, yeah. But anyway, he's an entertaining guy, but I just don't think that it's credible. Now, on the other hand, you have a show like Top Gear. Have you ever watched Top Gear?
Not a whole lot.
Started in England.
I know which one.
You know, very popular. It was much better there than they brought to the United States. But this is a show for real gearheads like me. You know, people who really like cars, want to learn about cars, and want to have some fun as well. And they do a pretty good job on that show. Like, it had a very long run. It started in the UK in 2002. No, I take that back. It actually started way back in 1977. That was a long time ago. I didn't even know they had TVs back then. You know, another show that's for real gearheads, and I really like it. I love him. I love his YouTube videos that he does. He is there. It's all about education and celebration of the automobile and the history of it and stuff. And he is a multimillionaire and a great comedian. And what is his name?
Jay Leno.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Leno's Garage is something you can watch online. You can watch it on YouTube, or you can actually catch the show. You can watch any of the episodes you want to just with a computer. But, you know, he has a knack for comedy, no doubt. He's proved it time and time again. He has a great demeanor, but he was always known to have another passion that was close to his heart, and that was cars. And he's got an incredible collection. A show that is totally fake is a show called Overhaulin'. You ever watch Overhaulin'?
Never seen that.
Well, you know, it's one of those shows that is about stealing somebody's car from their driveway, making a car disappear, and then overhauling it, and then making the person real happy about completely restoring their car. Mm-hmm. And a guy named Chip Foose is a great car designer and an incredible artist from that standpoint. And he's very, very famous. He's one of the icons of the customization world, but the show's kind of fake. And I don't... that's just my opinion. But that's what the show is about. You know, for a show that involves family and is really not about cars, it's more about motorcycles. But there are a lot of interesting dynamics within this family. But it's the Tuttle family, and the show is called American Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really for real gearheads, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas Overhaulin' is more about, you know, setting up the scene and emotions and stuff like that, and a lot of acting going on. American Chopper has that, but also has some real nuts and bolts stuff, you know, to be able to watch and enjoy. There's another show called that's totally fake. It's called Misfit Garage. It just screams Hollywood production. It screams it loud and proud. If you were to look at the backstory of how this show came to be, anyone would deduce that it's staged and as fake can get. This is my opinion. This is what they're saying on HotCars.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it. Let's talk, just zero in on the real good shows. Chasing Classic Cars.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Wayne Carini, I've met him several times. He's always at the big car show events that I go to. And he's kind of an arrogant guy. And, you know, when you talk to people who know him personally, his success, they say his success has gone to his head a little bit. But, you know, maybe they're just jealous because he has done really, really well with this show.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching his shows because you get to see how things really work. You get to see what's really involved in restoring cars. So I think that's a really good one. Another fake show, Inside West Coast Customs, if you ever watched it.
Mm-hmm.
The original episodes of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, they were really good because it really talked a lot about cars and about, you know, comedies and comedy and comedians. Like, we're looking at a picture of Jerry interviewing Steve Martin. And, yeah, that was a good show about both as well. It was interesting. Monster Garage is another one that was really good. Jesse James, you ever heard of the, I mean, not the real, not the original Jesse James, but the one with all the tats?
I'm trying to think. Sandra Bullock was connected to him.
Yeah,
I don't
think
know.
He married her.
I was going to say, I think they got married, yeah.
And then they didn't get married. Then they got unmarried.
They got unmarried.
I believe so.
Okay.
But he was one of his show called, Monster Garage, was no frills. His attitude on the show, he wasn't there to impress anybody. He just showed what he could do, you know, as far as metalwork and rebuilding cars. American Hot Rod was a show that was another one of those fake kind of emotional shows. Boyd Coddington, you ever heard of Boyd Coddington? Mm-hmm. Big famous hot rod builder, and he passed away, and he did some amazing builds, but the show really wasn't that good. Fast and Loud. You know, even though Richard Rollins is quite the character, they really do some really good builds, and they've got some very talented people that work for him. And Fast and Loud is they actually find cars and find projects, and they do some projects for others, but most of the time they're finding cars to flip them. They don't restore cars to keep. They restore cars to flip and to sell at a profit. And you know, that's a good thing. And then the all-time favorite of mine, I don't know what percentage of the episodes would be about cars, but a lot of them are. And I think that's because these two guys have a passion for cars. But American Pickers has had such a big impact on American culture in general. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Well, that's my favorite show. So
yeah. And, I mean, I can sit there and I can watch episode after episode and just continually learn stuff, you know, about motorcycles. I mean, Mike is just a good storyteller. Frank is just kind of the sidekick, you know, that comes along, and he's pretty sharp too, you know, when it comes to certain aspects. But Mike is the glue of that show. Would you agree with
him? He's the driving force of it. Frank is just kind of along, and they interact with each other. It's interesting, back years ago when the show first started, for several seasons, they would come on and they would immediately be having Danielle tell them about the pick and everything. And no kidding, I was talking to Christina about it, and we've done a few TV shows, you know, she and I, and we were talking about it, and I said, what they need to do is have those two just kind of talking back and forth in the van amongst themselves, something just kind of off the wall and kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I said, that's what I think they should do to open up the episode. And by golly, like a year or so later, they started doing that.
Yeah.
And now they open every episode where they're talking in the van before they even get a call from Danielle or whatever for a pick. So I like the way they set that up. So
you have done a lot of television shows.
Yeah.
A lot of special programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much work is involved in doing
that. Oh, absolutely.
Can you imagine?
Oh, it's
the amount of time that they spend doing those. And you know, they have a lot of outtakes and stuff like that, but it's not because they're memorizing lines. It's because it's all ad-lib.
Well, they went to a friend of mine's house and did a pick in Kingsport.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Ken DePue. Uh-huh. And Ken was telling me that they were there from very early in the morning, on a Sunday morning, probably, I think it was around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and they didn't leave until after dark.
Wow.
That evening. And so that was many, many hours that they were there.
He had an amazing collection.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He absolutely does. Bought a few things from Ken, and Ken's bought some things from me. But anyway, he was just saying it was mind-boggling how long it took in the production. And I said, yeah, that's the way they have to do it. You know, when they are loading things in the van, for instance, they don't stay in that van. You know that, because you can tell the next pick the van's empty again.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like the next pick will, what happened to all that stuff that they got from the previous pick?
Yeah.
Well, they for the cameras, when the cameras go off, they unload the van they just loaded, the picker van, and they'll put it in another van and haul it to Iowa or haul it to Nashville, wherever they need to take it.
Right.
So.
But, you know, the personalities often make the show, and you know, they definitely have the personalities to make it work, and the sincerity and the passion. And when they're talking to people that are buying stuff, they understand how hard it is sometimes for people to let go of something. You know, and I look at a lot of the junk that I have that would be, well, it would be junk to other people, but it's treasure to me. And I think it's so important for us as human beings, and we have stuff, to make a plan for that. Like, I'm starting to think about that now for my kids. I've got some pretty neat things that have been important to me, guitars and, you know, certain jewelry and things that were passed down to me from my parents, certain pieces of furniture and stuff like that. It's important for you to decide who gets that, you know, before you're gone, and they have to fight over it.
That's right.
Yeah.
No question. But American Pickers, number one with me. And
number one with hotcars.com as well.
I see that. All right, we'll take our last break and come right back. Have you ever seen the show Last Man Standing with Tim Allen?
No, I've never watched that.
You need to watch that. Of course, it's getting ready to go off, but this is their last season, their ninth season coming up whenever they get back to it. It's supposed to be pretty soon after the pandemic. They've had eight seasons. But they brought Jay Leno on board, I think it was season four, as a character named Joe, the mechanic there of the business that they have, Outdoor Man.
Oh, really?
And they brought Jay Leno on, and he has done a great job on that show. His dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
And
he's a mechanic?
Yeah, he's a mechanic for Outdoor Man. He's the guy that works in the service shop.
Okay.
And he adds a lot of great lines and humor, just a dry sense of humor. It's really good the way Tim Allen and he play off each other.
He and Tim Allen are good friends.
Yeah.
Too. They do a lot of Jay Leno's Garage and some of those episodes, where, and they go out and they have a ball, it looks like.
I guarantee, and knowing your beliefs and everything, and of course it's been a little controversial, that show, and because of Tim Allen's conservative values and
yeah,
everything.
Right.
But if you will go back and watch some of those reruns starting from season one, I guarantee you'll be binge-watching those.
I will do that.
Yeah, Last Man Standing. All right, I guess that'll do it for My Car Guru.
All right, man.
For this Thursday morning, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow.